Hello everybody, welcome to the talk about OpenSUSE ONARM at the OpenSUSE Conference 2022. And on this talk we'll cover what happened since the last OpenSUSE Conference last year, about ARM, of course. So the agenda for today is the following. I will start with a quick introduction to myself. Then we will have a look at the Open Build Service side on the test on OpenQA. We talk about Tumbleweed, Cubic MicroRes, and Leap and Step. Then we'll talk about OpenSUSE Wiki and finally the to-do list. So I'm Guillaume Gardet, I'm a member of the OpenSUSE community for years now. I'm also engineer at ARM, part of the distro team from the OSS group, and I'm dedicated to SUSE and OpenSUSE since 2018. I'm a member of the OpenSUSE release team, taking care of ARM architectures. My main focus is on AR64. This is the 64-bit version of ARM, and this is for Tumbleweed, but also for Leap. I take care of ARM v7 as well, which is mainly on Tumbleweed, and we also have it for Leap, thanks to the Step project. We'll talk more about it later. And with the best effort, we support ARM v6 for Tumbleweed only. On the Open Build Service side, the build power for ARM has been improved, which is great. We have much quicker builds now. We also have rings rebuilds. So we have two parts. The smaller part is rings 0 with only the bootstrap packages, which is always green. And the rings 1 minimal X is mostly green, and sometimes we have some build failure and we need to fix them as soon as possible. But we still have not enough build power to enable staging projects for AR64 as it is done for x86. And of course, lots of build failures have been fixed. Here you have some build statistics for OpenSUSE Tumbleweed. The values are from the snapshot from 22nd of May. And you can see that AR64 is very close to x86 in terms of build success, build succeeded, build failed, and unresolved levels. On test on OpenQA side, we still have the local worker. By local, I mean on the same network as the OpenQA server on the OpenSUSE network. So we have the D05 machine, which allow us to have 16 KMU workers. We also have remote workers. Two from Amazon Web Service. The first one is A1, which allow us to have three KMU workers. And we have the Amazon M6G machine, which allow 10 KMU workers, and those workers are LSE enabled. We also have an Ampere eMAG machine, which adds 8 KMU workers. And we have a part-time workers. This is a Honeycomb LX2K machine, which is just next to me. And this is mainly used to build packages, but sometimes when there is some bandwidth, I start it as a KMU workers for OpenQA. And I can enable up to three KMU workers. And we also have wear hardware tests. Also on remote side with a general hardware backend. So we have one Raspberry Pi 2, which is RB7, and we have one Raspberry Pi 3 and one Raspberry Pi 4, which are both IR64. Here you have the number of tests we are run on each snapshot. So for Tumbleweed, we have more than 200 tests. And most of them are on the DVD, but we have also some tests for Cubic MicroS, for the Net Installer, for ready-to-boot images, and of course for live images. The numbers are from end of May, and now Cubic images are gone since Cubic project has been end of life, so the numbers are a bit lower today. On the lip side, you can see that AR64 tests are much lower compared to Tumbleweed, and we also have more the most tests run on the DVD, and we also test net in images, ready to boot images, live images, and also a container image. The general hardware backend has been improved and now support HDMI to USB device to check screen output, and also USB gadget support to send mouse and keyboard events. The problem is that most boards now outputs high definition to HDMI, and OpenQA still expect lower resolution. So we need to find a way to fix that. Now let's have a look on the distribution side. So for Tumbleweed, Cubic, and MicroS, we fixed lots of packages. On build time, of course, I mean on the OBS side, but also on the runtime side, because OpenQA allows us to find some bugs. As usual, we have new packages and new system, new device supports, and new features. Are constantly added to Tumbleweed thanks to the up-to-date kernel and up-to-date user space, including the GDPC. By the way, the latest GDPC have lots of performance improvements for ARM, so you should see better performance with Tumbleweed than compared to Leap. If you want to have more details on ARM-specific features which are added to some snapshot, you can have a look on the wiki on ARM architecture supports page. We also have Hyper-V guest support with Tumbleweed, but this requires an up-to-date Hyper-V. Otherwise, you can have a hang on the boot. On the Leap side, Leap 15.4 is about to be released, and AR64 is still part of the main Leap project, as it was for Leap 15.3, and ARMv7 is still separated. I'll talk about it a bit later. Leap is built with some binaries RPM packages, which are fetched from SLI15SP4. This is for core packages, which mean GCC, the kernel, Cameo, etc. Then we fetch some packages from Package Hub project, and we have very few packages added on top, mainly for branding. And with all those packages, we have Leap. That's why we have a number of repositories added when you install lib. Of course, we have fixed lots of packages at build time and at runtime, and we only have 11 build failures for ARM in package up now. This is mostly related to OpenGL versus OpenGL-ES support for ARM. So this is somehow expected. For ARMv7, since ARMv7 is not part of the SLI, we need to rebuild all the RPM from source, and this is where the step projects enters. With the step projects, we rebuild all the SLI sources and we use it to build lib. You can get more information on the wiki. This is on portal slash open to the step page. On the open to the wiki side, we have updated ARM related pages, mainly portal ARM, which is entry point, and hardware compatibility list pages. If you want to get information on ARM architecture extension support, please go to the ARM architecture support page. It's kept up to date. As soon as new features are added, it's logged in, so please have a look. We also added links for ready to boot images on get.opensuse.org, and this is a link to the portal ARM page, directly to the section where you have all the board and system supported. And finally, we have the to-do list. So we need to improve continuously the wiki with new information and up-to-date information. The page which is the most up to date, I think it's the pages for the Raspberry Pi 2, 3, 4. We need to improve OBS. I mean, we need to enable ARM build on more developed projects to catch failures as soon as possible. Because sometimes ARM is not enabled in the developed project. The maintainer updates the package, submit it to factory. And then we have a build failure on ARM, so it takes time to fix and to propagate. So if you have ARM enabled in the dev project, the maintainer can see the build failure before submitting it to factory. We can improve OpenQA as well. We can add more IR64 tests to close the gap with x86 and have the same test. We can add more IR64 ports. Currently, we only test Raspberry Pi 2, 3, and 4. We could add more boards if people are interested. And what would be great, it's the test of the HDMI outputs of the boards. Because at the moment it's only headless, so if you have a broken HDMI output, it's not detected by the OpenQA test at the moment. We need to continuously monitor build and test failure and fix them as soon as possible. And of course, we need to report and fix bugs on thanks to the OpenSUSE Bugzilla or maybe upstream. We need also some help to test and get feedbacks on the system you use. Could be single board computers or servers. Even if all is fine, it's always great to know it. You can help us to update software, add new features. If you have ideas you want to share, please reach out. If you want to join us, you can use IRC. We have the OpenSUSE-ARM channel on libera.chat. We have the mailing list, arm at lists.opensuse.org. And you have even more communication channels on the wiki. Not specifically for ARM, but you can use it. Thank you for your attentions, and if you have questions, I'm available to answer them. Thanks.